As I was saying, Neshot Abachi Cheskel Shagun of Yehuda Mesechet Pesach Mdav Dalet. Rav's father was the brother of Rav Chia. They both had this, they shared the same father, Rav's father and Rav Chia. And Rav was also, Rav's mother was the sister of Rav Chia, meaning Rav Chia and Rav's mother were sisters from the mother. But obviously Rav's father and Rav's mother were totally unrelated. When Rav traveled to Eretz Yisrael and met Rav Chia asked him, is your father Eivai still alive? Rav asked back, why is my mother alive? Why don't you ask about my mother? She's your sister also. Because Rav didn't want to bring the bad news that his father had passed away. Rav Chia then asked, okay, so is Ima, your mother, still alive? Rav asked back, is my father still alive? Meaning he didn't want to give him the bad news. Understanding what was going on, that they had Nebuch both passed away, Rav Chia told his attendant to remove his shoes and to then carry his kelim to the bathhouse. He wanted to go take a bath. We learn from this three things. Number one, that an avil may not wear shoes. Number two, that someone who hears about a relative's passing more than 30 days after the passing only sits shiva for one day. And number three, that the one day only needs to be a mixasayim kekulei, a partial day, doesn't even have to be a full day. There was a person who would always insist on going to court for any argument. They said he must be from Shevet Dan, who the Pasuk says will be judges. There was another person who always seemed enamored with the shur. They checked and found that he came from Shevet Zvulam, who was at the Chayf Yam, who was at the shur. Shekhmar, we said all agree that the bedikah is done the night going into the 14th. But since you're allowed to eat chametz until chatzos, deraisa, why can't the bedikah be done in the hour before chatzos? Even if you want to say that it's proper to do mitzvahs as early as possible, so the bedikah should be done first thing in the morning, not the night before. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said it's done the night before because that's when people are home and available to do the bedikah, and because that's when the light of the candle is most effective. Abaye said that based on this, a person should not even begin his nighttime learning seder on the 14th until he does his bedikah, so that it should not be mistakenly forgotten to be done. They asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, if someone rents out his house on the 14th of Nisan, who must do the bedikah? The landlord maybe should do it because it's his chametz, he was living there till now, or maybe it's 10 because now it's his house, the chametz is now in his reshus. Abaye says when someone rents out his house, the tenant must put up a mezuzah. So chayyur, the same should be a bedikah, that the tenant should have to do the bedikah. Rashashia said, yes, the reason for the halacha about the mezuzah is because the mezuzah is the obligation of the resident. But chometz is different. Chometz is not it's not about being the resident. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, a braisa says that if the keys were handed over to the tenant after the night of the 14th had already begun, then the landlord must do bedikah. If the keys were handed over to the tenant before the night of the 14th started, then the tenant is the one who must do the bedikah. They asked Rav Nachman Yitzchak, if someone rents out a house on the 14th in the morning, is there a chazaka that a bedikah was done the night before or not? This is relevant when the landlord is not around to be asked whether a bedikah was done. Could we assume that there's a chazaka that it was done? Nachman Yitzchak said, Abraisa says, all are believed regarding the destroying of the chametz, even women, slaves, and ketanim. Now, how could the Abraisa give them credibility? It must be that there's a chazaka that a bedikah was done, which is why we're not really relying on their say-so. If we're relying on a chazaka, why does the Abraisa say that they're believed? It's not their believed, it's based on a chazaka, not their say-so. If anything, from the fact that we said that we need their say-so, this should be a proof that there is obviously no chazaka. Gemara says it could be that there is a chazaka, but the Raya is talking about where we know for certain that a bedikah was not done because the owner was out of town, let's say. In that case, since bedikah's chametz only Rabbanon, the Rabbanon gave credibility regarding this halacha to women, slaves, and ketanim to say, if they say that a bedikah was done, we can rely on them to say that a bedikah was done. In fact, Gemara, if someone rented out a house on the 14th under the presumption that a bedikah was done, and it turned out that a bedikah was not done, is that considered to be a mekach toyus? And therefore the tenant may back out or not? Abaye said, whether the house is in an area that the people do to bedikah themselves, or it's in an area where people, you would hire someone else to do the bedikah. In either case, it's not a mekach toyes, because a person is happy to be given the opportunity to perform mitzvah with his body, in the case where they did the bedikah themselves, or even to do mitzvah with his money, in the case where they hired out people to do it. Therefore, it's not considered to be a mekach toyes. Frekhtim Ar Mishnah says that all agree that the Araisa one may only eat chametz on Erev Pesach up until chatzos. Where do we learn this from? Abaye said, one pasuk says, chametz may not be found in your house for 7 days, which encompasses every minute of the 7 days of Pesach. Another pasuk says, "Bayom harishon," on the first day you must get rid of your chametz, it says. That can't mean the first day of Yom Tov, because the first pasuk already taught that you're not allowed to have chametz at all on the first day of Yom Tov. So obviously when it says "Bayom harishon," it must refer to Erev Pesach. In fact, maybe since the first pasuk says Yomim, which is days, we would think that chametz is only a problem during the daytime, but not at nights. Maybe the second pasuk is needed to teach that even nights are included in the Isra chametz as well, except for the first night during which you have a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz. Maybe that's pshat in the pesukim. Gemara says we wouldn't say that because the Torah compares getting rid of the chametz to eating of the chametz, and compares the eating of the chametz to the eating of the matzah. The pasuk regarding eating the matzah says, "Be'erev toich l'matzah," at night. Therefore, the iser of chametz already exists on the first night of Pesach. So the pasuk must be teaching that when does the chametz has to be destroyed? It has to be destroyed in erev Pesach. Maybe the chametz is to be destroyed on the night going into the 14th, or maybe on the morning of the 14th. Why do we say that you're allowed to eat chametz until chatzos? Because the pasuk says "ach," which acts as a limitation, and therefore teaches only part of the day is also to eat chametz of erev Pesach, but the other part is not. So we say a chatzos is the turning point. The Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael said the pasuk refers to the 14th day as Rishon. Therefore, when it says, Bayoyim HaRishon, you have to get rid of the chametz, it refers to the 14th of Nisan.